Writing defines who we are as jurists. It not only serves to represent us, but represents our clients, our firms, our colleagues in the profession, our clarity of thought. Your writing could become part of a legal record that will need to stand up to generations of scrutiny, an imprint of you and your skills, or lack thereof. In the legal profession, virtually everything that is done, from correspondence with clients, the courts, state institutions, the opponent and their counsel, to the drafting of documentation for the courts in litigation or research of the law, all of it is written. And one who cannot write, who cannot say what needs to be said in the manner that is required, be it concise, watertight and lucid, or vague to the point of obfuscation in those rare moments when such a skill is needed, will be one for whom a law degree alone will never quite be enough. So one might say that poor legal writing often follows poor legal thinking. In short, one needs to be able to think before one can ink. And what does all this mean for the law student? Well, from the short-term perspective, the student that focuses equally on learning the legal theory and learning how to write as a jurist will maximize their chances of convincing the lecturer, who marks their assignments, tests, and exams, that the student does in fact know what they are doing. And convincing a lecturer that you know what you are doing is very important to a student. But any short-term gains will always be overshadowed by the long-term needs placed on the future jurist. 4 or 5 years will pass in a flash, and it remains a very short time within which a student needs to absorb the simple truism that the pen is indeed mightier than the sword. Do not waste your opportunity to become a legal wordsmith and lay the foundation for a bright future in the world of law.